For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Erie County Sheriff's Office sent out an advisory yesterday to Bills fans, warning them to exercise caution when purchasing tickets on the secondary market. What can you tell us about a warning like this from the Sheriff's Office, and what are your thoughts on the advisory they sent?
Sure. Well, I haven't heard of any ticket scams lately, which is a good thing, but that doesn't mean they aren't out there and that people shouldn't be on the lookout, especially as we get closer to the end of the season and a potential playoff run. Scammers know which events are in high demand, so a Bills game is really the perfect example of something they may try to cash in on.
How can one person potentially spot a scam wherever they're trying to find tickets for Bills games?
Well, I would suggest avoiding making purchases on social media unless you know the person and can verify they actually have the tickets you're looking for. In this case, the safest purchase option is to go directly through the Bills organization themselves to purchase tickets that you're looking for. You know, you should make sure you're on a legitimate website. Look closely at the URL. If something is spelled incorrectly or there's awkward phrasing or a logo that doesn't look right, those are a couple of red flags that you shouldn't ignore.
Any other scams that are out there? I know that you said that you haven't noticed anything ticket-wise yet, but is there anything that's similar that people should be aware about when it comes to maybe like a concert or another sporting event?
Not that I'm aware of, but if you're looking to purchase tickets to any event, again, just exercise caution and stick to buying from sellers and businesses that you're familiar with. If you're not, I'd always encourage people to do some research, and you can always do that on bbb.org. And I know I say this all the time, but it is worth repeating. If a deal sounds too good to be true, it most likely is. I'd also like to mention that you should always use payment methods that come with protection. A credit card is your best bet, since most credit card companies will allow you to dispute fraudulent charges. Hopefully you don't run into any scams if you're looking to purchase tickets coming up. But if you do, we'd encourage you to share your experience with us. You can do so at bbb.org/scamtracker. This helps us stay aware of trends that are going on, and then we can put alerts out to the public to let them know as well.
And if you feel like that you are a victim of one of these potential ticket scams, what can people do?
Yeah, well, like I said, consider what personal information you've shared. You'll want to start changing your passwords depending on which accounts you use. And also let your bank or your credit card company know so you can start the process of trying to get your money back.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.